you've reached Charlie's voicemail. Leave a message and I'll get back to you when I remember I have a phone again. Unless this is Bailey. I'm not replying until you give me my dinosaur bucket back, you traitor.
Hey, babe. I know you're busy with exams this week, but I thought I'd try calling anyways while I had a moment. It's been pretty hectic on this side as well. I actually got to go on air for first time ever today. Granted, it was only because the host had lost his voice, but it was still awesome. Maybe one day I'll get to be on the air for real. Maybe I wouldn't feel so far away then. You always had the radio on when you study, and I know I'm in a different state, so I doubt you've tuned in to where I am, but I like to pretend you do. I can even imagine the shock on your face if you had heard me. Nose scrunch of denial and raised eyebrow. No matter how much I travel around, I've never met anyone whose face holds quite as many facial expressions as yours. It's cute. I miss you. These have been the longest 3 months of my life, but one more and I'm back with you, so I still don't know how long I'll be back for. Hopefully longer than a couple weeks this time. Maybe one day I can stay for good?
You've reached Charlie's voicemail. Leave a message and I'll get back to you when I remember I have a phone again. Unless this is Bailey. I'm not replying until you give me my dinosaur bucket back, you traitor.
You know, you should really change your voicemail. He gave that bucket back months ago. Speaking of dinosaurs, I came across this themed cafe and shop next to the museum that would make a 10-year-old Charlie explode. They even have plant pots shaped like dinosaurs. I didn't really stay long because I was only looking for a place to get coffee, but I did grab you something. It's a surprise, of course, but you're welcome to guess. Maybe I could bring you up here sometime and you can pretend it's for nostalgia reasons. We could make a day out of it, like we usually do. Is there a rule against me saying I miss my boyfriend in every voicemail I send? Do the words stop meaning so much? Because I do. A lot. The whole long distance thing has always sucked, hasn't it? I know we see each other more than most people do, but it doesn't make it any easier. Sometimes I think about how it would be if I was around all the time, how your place would always vaguely smell like nail polish, and I'd convince you to let me paint your middle fingers blue to match my hair streaks, or maroon to match that jumper you love so much. The rest can stay black. No matter how much you complain, I know you like them that way. Love you, Charlie.
It's Naomi. If your summoning circle of coffee and eyeliner didn't work, I'm still alive in the world somewhere. But if it did, well, what are you using my voicemail for? You know what to do.
Hey, I know you're at work right now, but I thought I'd call you while I still remember what I wanted to say. Your favorite musical's playing a few towns over, and I know you've watched it like 8 times, but you've never seen it in person before. So, if they're still playing by the time you get back, then maybe I could take you for your birthday? I'm not usually one for musicals, but I think I could stomach it if you were there. And hey, if you like it so much, it can't be that bad, right? Even if your taste can be questionable at times, to say the least. And you can't argue with me on that one. I've seen the kind of stuff you watch on TV. I may not have signal for the rest of the week, so I'm sorry in advance if it feels like I'm going ghost on you. Bailey and I are going camping. He says he's tired of watching me feel lovesick. Or whatever that's supposed to mean. Which, by the way, doesn't even make any sense, because I've hardly seen him these past few weeks either. But I guess a break doesn't hurt, especially with all the overtime I've been doing. It'll be good to get some fresh air away from all the roads and the people. And I know I don't say it as much, but I miss you too. Just come back to me in one piece, yeah?
It's Naomi. If your summoning circle of coffee and eyeliner didn't work, I'm still alive in the world somewhere. But if it did, well, what are you using my voicemail for? You know what to do.
It's kind of weird to be actually back on campus for once. I spent so much of my course online in that apartment that I forget what it's like to be standing here. I think I'd go mad if I was still in a dorm, though. Living with that many people I don't know really isn't my kind of scene. I do think I'm going to be spending a lot more time here when classes start back up again, though. This place makes me want to study. Oh. Oh no, I'm turning into you! I don't think I could rock the all-black look, and I definitely couldn't rock a skirt. So, I think I'll leave the being nerdy to you, no matter how much you try to deny it. I don't know how anybody could survive living on campus when there's all these unspoken rules about what you can and can't have in your dorms. Like, how would I survive if I didn't have all of my plants? Would I have to give them to other people to look after while I lived here? Who could I even trust with any of them? Last time I gave Bailey an aloe vera for his birthday, it died less than a month after. And I don't even want to leave the job to our aunt. But I also can't guarantee they'd survive the car ride to Mom and Dad's. Micah, maybe? Is your older sibling any good with plants? I can't say I remember ever giving them one for their birthday, so I don't have a reference. Not that I've seen them for a long time anyway, so I guess it would be weird to turn up at their door with a crate full of plants. See? It's a good thing I don't live in the dorms. Clearly it comes with unneeded stress. How are things on your end? Have they given you any more airtime to that beautiful voice of yours?
You've reached Charlie's voicemail. Leave a message and I'll get back to you when I remember I have a phone again. Unless this is Bailey. You know what you did, you traitor.
I'm back in town tomorrow. I know I said next week, but we got everything finished up here a lot quicker than we expected, so maybe it's not tomorrow, but the day after? That all depends on traffic. I'm excited to see you again. You owe me big time for making me miss your dumbass so much. Oh, and you know what's even better news? They said we don't have anywhere else to be until at least next year. And well, maybe I'll be in town for the whole of next year? Maybe I can stick around? After all, it's much easier to make bets in person.
It's Naomi. If your summoning circle of coffee and eyeliner didn't work, I'm still alive in the world somewhere. But if it did, well, what are you using my voicemail for? You know what to do.
Hey. You fell asleep on call tonight, and you were pretty tired, so I didn't want to wake you. But I know you always have your phone on silent, so I love you, Naomi. Sweet dreams.
This episode featured Victor Ha as Charlie King and Emma Nicolau as Naomi Oak. It was written and edited by Cry MJ with music composed by Sebastian Valenzuela. Thank you for listening.
I need your help.
Don't freak out, and we'll all be fine, because if you freak out, then you might fuck this up for both of us.
I don't think it's related.
Well, I do, and I'm your boss, so keep an eye out for anything weird, alright?
What? You didn't put something in here, did you?
What does that mean?
I mean, you didn't try to poison me. You wouldn't usually, but I don't know what's going on with you tonight. I don't know why I can't eat this.
That's my daughter's earring on your floor.
I hear it tastes like pork or veal. And it's cheap.
Just a couple of bites.
Why?
Why not? At this point, why not?
What do you do when you've got a human corpse you need to dispose of and a girlfriend with a cooking show? Well, the answer is quite simple, but not too savory. Cooking with the Smiths is a new horror fiction podcast. It features deceit, murder, and delicious home-cooked meals. Recipes you've never seen before. Updates are every Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and we'd love to have you over for dinner. You can find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Make sure to follow our Instagram at CookingWithTheSmithsPod for updates on future content. We hope to see you soon, and happy cooking!